This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. Legislation that would require teachers to work longer in a school district before earning tenure has received first-round approval in the Missouri Senate. The bill, sponsored by Republican Jane Cunningham of Chesterfield, would double that time period from 5 to 10 years. It would also do away with the practice of last in, first out when it comes to layoffs.
What it does now is it changes it so they do it based not on seniority, like it is now, but based on effectiveness. Mm-hmm. However, once they have to hire back, they can only hire back from the group they let go. They can't go to some rock star new teacher that walks in the door.
Cunningham's bill originally sought to end teacher tenure, but she pulled it Wednesday in the face of strong opposition. The chair of the Senate Education Committee proposed doubling the tenure period as a compromise. The bill now needs one more vote before moving to the Missouri House. A Missouri judge has dealt a setback to supporters of a ballot proposal that would limit interest rates on payday loans. Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green ruled yesterday that the ballot summary and the financial estimate for the initiative are inadequate and unfair and likely to deceive petition signers. Green said the summary prepared by the Secretary of State should have mentioned that the measure would limit interest rates to 36% on short-term loans. He also said the financial summary prepared by the auditor's office underestimates the potential loss of tax revenue stemming from closed businesses. Supporters say they plan to continue gathering petition signatures despite the ruling. The deadline to submit petitions is May 6th. The Missouri House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday giving school districts the choice to put advertisements inside and outside their school buses. This would help generate revenue for schools and fund districts' transportation budgets, which saw statewide cuts earlier this year. Representative Mike Kelly, Republican of Lamar, sponsored the bill.
This is something that I feel should have been their decision to start with. It's not about, you know, pushing things upon children. It's about giving another revenue stream to schools in a time where we're having a lot of economic crunch.
Kelly says no tobacco, alcohol, or political ads may be placed on the buses. Columbia Public School District Superintendent Chris Belcher says some school districts would not be able to advertise because they outsource their school buses. He says the legislature could therefore create a funding gap between schools that advertise and those that don't.
They're coming up with what I think are somewhat gimmick ways to provide sustainable funding to schools, instead of looking at a more direct way, which all schools would equally benefit from. Missouri is 49th out of 50 states in public support for public education. I don't think putting advertising on school buses is really going to be the solution.
According to bill sponsor Mike Kelly, districts that lease their bus service would be able to advertise with removable ads, such as magnets or bumper stickers. The University of Missouri is outlining a plan today to expand its medical school with a second campus in southwest Missouri. The Columbia-based School of Medicine wants to open a clinical campus in Springfield. Proponents say this would create thousands of new jobs and expand medical care in rural Missouri counties. The research parks run by the University of Missouri are taking a hit as the university system struggles with ongoing financial troubles. KBIA's Scarlett Robertson has more.
There are 10 research parks and incubators across the state. They help foster technology-related business growth developed within the university's four campuses. The research park system lost its director earlier this week. Vice President of the Office of Research and Economic Development, Michael Nichols, says that was the place that could be handled best with a cut. Nichols says the organization will go through an initial reorganization period, but that ultimately they'll be fine.
This is just part of what had to happen at the University of Missouri system. Since we have such a lean management structure, people over the last 10 years have had to absorb, you know, additional work. And some things maybe don't get done as fast as they did before because you don't have the people. That's just a way of life, right, when your budget being cut all the time.
In the meantime, Nichols says he'll be reassigning duties and will go back to directing the parks, which he says he's done before. The eliminated position was held by Greg Williams, who was hired by the university in 2010. Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
A Missouri Senate committee has reversed a potential cut to the agency that investigates alleged labor violations in the state. The budget plan passed by the House last month cut in half the number of investigators in the state labor department who look into alleged violations of wage laws, illegal workers, or child labor. The Senate Appropriations Committee this week decided to restore funding for those investigators. The cut was backed by House Majority Leader Tim Jones, who says the investigators' caseload was too small to justify their jobs. Democrats in the House argued the cut would weaken Missouri's protections for workers. The Republican-led Senate committee restored the cuts without any comment. Missouri senators also signed off on legislation that would require pet owners to have their dogs and cats vaccinated against rabies. The legislation has several exemptions, and it now heads to the Missouri House. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.